we're back on the air, and we are now coming out of executive session. We have had our presentation by the Attorney General. Moving right along to acknowledge Congressman Walker, and then Congressman Walker, and acknowledge
motion to exit executive session.
Second. And motion to exit, and second. Those in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, we are out of executive session. Moving right along, time clock is ticking. And just want to acknowledge Dr. Shaw. Please come to address us, please. Pull us in.
Where the students will stay at the University of Tulsa campus, will rotate through three different types of Indian health facilities: the Indian Health Service, Tribal Clinic, and an urban clinic. There'll be a cultural component. There will be Indian health policy component. The goal is not only interest these students and encourage them to apply to a health profession school, but also help them feel connected to Indian country, because what we really need is not just students into medicine or students into pharmacy. We need them back here in Indian country, and particularly here on the Osage Reservation. And so we try to promote this connectedness to the region here, and for our Osage students, that means Osage County and Pawhuska and the Oshaji Health Center. I felt this year that I would request a repurposing the money, and Speaker Walker has been kind enough to sponsor this amendment bill to allow the opportunity to repurpose this money to be able to fund six Osage students into this summer health immersion internship I had just described. The cost is $3,000 a student, so that's $18,000. It's not the entire $22,080. I would project that the rest of those retaining monies, because of fiscal year limitations, would be returned to the Treasury at the end of this fiscal year. So the language in that bill speaks to that and gives either the option of operating the summer program as it has been before, utilizing the Osage Health Clinic and so forth, or to sponsor these six Osage students in the summer immersion program in Tulsa. That's really what the amendment is designed to do.
Thank you, sir, for your presentation that is going to conclude our time here with this particular session. We will continue all of our business and this agenda items at the next meeting. Motion has been made to adjourn and seconded. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are adjourned.
One of these days I want to say curses.
No, if it's no, you say curses.
I know.
Dr. Shaw, I don't think there wouldn't be any reason for you to come back to the next meeting. I think it's